time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. If you want to play our games, call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Hey, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Mark Isham from Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Mark Isham from Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Isn't there a famous musician named Mark Isham?
Yes, there is. And I have actually been confused for him a couple of times. He's got more talent than I do.
Well, you have he probably doesn't have your excellent baritone voice, so maybe you're even.
I don't know.
Well, Mark, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Mark's topic?
Indianapolis, here we come.
Paris, Milan, Venice, Indianapolis, all those cities have vowels in their names. And while Indianapolis might not have the exotic cachet of those older cities, this week we read about a new tourist attraction in Indianapolis that will soon be bringing people there in droves. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth. You'll win our prize, the voice of Carl Castle. You ready to play?
I am ready to play.
First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
South Dakota has Mount Rushmore, New York has Niagara Falls, and now Tom Batista says, it's finally time for Indianapolis to let the tourists of the world in on one of its natural wonders. The small triangle of grass where the I-65 and I-70 freeways meet. That's right, Batista recently got final approval to open something called The Idol, a point of view, which will feature chairs and a sunshade designed for watching the freeway traffic as it goes by. Batista says he got the idea 5 years ago while walking along the freeway, which it should be noted is almost never a sign things are going great in your life. He says the spot will soon become a hot tourist attraction because of how relaxing it is to watch other people battle traffic when you are not actually in it. And if there's one thing Batista knows about, it's relaxing, since for the last 25 years, his day job has been as stage manager for the singer Jimmy Buffett. No word yet on if Buffett plans to write any songs about how he wishes he could just be sitting carefree by the side of two major freeways. But if he does, there's a solid chance it will soon be the favorite song of your mom's new husband, Gary.
The Idol. A peaceful spot where you can sit and watch the traffic go by and two major interstates. Your next story of something exciting in Indianapolis comes from Roxanne Roberts.
The latest jewel of Indianapolis's cultural scene is the Karen Pence Towel Charm Museum, an homage to the Second Lady and her now shuttered business. Until last year, Pence sold her $6.25 charms, like wine charms, but for towels, to use in the bathroom or beach, thus avoiding the horror of using somebody else's towels. Now Rebecca Hardy, a fan of both Pence and her husband, has transformed a former adult video store into a showcase for Pence and her designs. Quote, she's an artist, an entrepreneur, and an inspiration, Hardy told the Indianapolis Star. I want every little girl who walks in here to think, what can be my invention, my towel charm? Hardy, who owns the dog grooming shop next door, has photos of Pence in the small space, the towel charms in glass showcases, and beach towels with charms hanging from the ceiling, including some of Pence's own personal favorites, the hip-hop icon charms with Biggie and Tupac, but not on the same towel, the UFC fighter series with Randy Couture and Brock Lesnar, and ferrets. Pence couldn't make the grand opening last month, but her second cousin cut the ribbon, and Hardy is convinced the Second Lady will be in soon. Quote, she's my lucky charm, Hardy told the paper.
The Karen Pence Towel Charm Museum, your last story of a new reason to visit the capital of Indiana, comes from Paula Poundstone.
Are your kids refusing another dusty summer having their faces painted at day camp? Already done Disneyland? Well, now there's a new can't-miss tourist destination, the Indianapolis Women's Prisoner Talent Show. Alyssa Gardner of USA Today says, one of the best theater experiences of my life. It'd be a crime not to see it. The show opens with a raucous version of Jailhouse Rock, which could knock your socks off, although if it did, that would be another assault charge for each of the inmates in the machine shop that performed it. Juanita Hernandez stole the show, which is her pattern, juggling 3 toilet paper rolls, 2 ramen noodle packages, and a ball and chain. Repeat offender Janice Stelmetz, introduced only under her stage name again, gave a carefully choreographed demonstration of counterfeit money design set to the song My Way. Admission is free, but it's $50 per ticket holder to get out.
Let's review your choices, Mark. You're going to Indianapolis because everybody wants to go to Indianapolis. And you finally make it. One of these three things is something you can really go to. Is it from Luke Burbank, The Idol, a little spot of grass where you can sit and watch the traffic go by and two intersecting interstates? From Roxanne Roberts, the Karen Pence Towel Charm Museum, to see Karen Pence as the former First Lady of Indiana, her great work in the towel charm field. Or from Paula Poundstone, the talent show at the Indiana Women's Prison.
I think it's that.
Yeah. Which of these is something you can actually visit soon in Indianapolis, Indiana?
I would love to see the Women's Prison Talent Show, but I'm going to go with the Pence Towel Charm Museum.
You're going to go with the Pence Towel Charm Museum.
I think that's it.
All right, well, we spoke to the person behind this remarkable new attraction in Indianapolis.
Since we don't have any raging rivers or mountains to look at, we thought, what about a viewing stand to watch the River of Cars?
That was, in fact, Tom Batista, the mastermind behind The Idol, which was just got clearance to open in Indianapolis. Yeah, we didn't believe it either. That's why it's here. So I'm sorry, Mark, that you did not win. You earned a point for Roxanne for being devious, which I know she enjoys. So thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Indiana's the wrong place to be stuck in a car, but I'm the king of the highway, baby. Let me conquer your heart.